It's that time of year again, only a couple of days after Labor Day. The National Capital Region has kicked off the 2016 Combined Federal Campaign. With a new year comes a new theme and a new donation goal. The CFC set a lower goal this year after the National Capital Region failed to meet its mark during the past few years. Vince McConey is the chairman of the National Capital Combined Federal Campaign. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco how the focus on this year's campaign has shifted.
We are very, very excited about the campaign this year and providing federal employees in the National Capital Region the opportunity to contribute to the charities that they care about through the CFC. We've got a fantastic theme this year. We were very competitive in trying to build some new ideas into the campaign. And the Show Some Love theme was something that resonated with all of us because the theme provides us an opportunity for employees to tell their own stories about how charities impacted them, to post about their stories, to talk to their colleagues about those stories, and to share information about how the CFC really does generate some great impacts in our community and around the world.
And I got the sense in talking to other people earlier that the overall goal with the theme was to be a little bit more youthful, to try to use social media a little bit more and get maybe some of the members of the younger workforce involved. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so for the last couple of years, we've been trying to figure out ways that we can harness social media to talk about the Combined Federal Campaign, even to people who are not federal employees, because many people receive services or know people who do through the Combined Federal Campaign. So it's really important to get our story out. So when we designed the theme, we designed it thinking about how it could be used in social media and how we could attract donors, young and others who may not have given to the campaign before, not only to have them give, but to post about what they do, because the financial gifts are one thing. If people are involved in their communities and making a difference by volunteering, if they're doing something with their churches or their synagogues, that's really the most important thing.
And you mentioned this year's goal, and the past 5 or so years, kind of a little bit of a slowdown in some of the donations with sequestration and the shutdown and all of that. But can you tell us about this year's goal? And then you mentioned a stretch goal earlier.
So we're turning things around this year. We certainly know it's been a tough couple of years. And when the economy went down and when we had sequestration and other things that affected federal employees, people had to save their dollars and take care of their families. And we understand that. But as I mentioned in the kickoff event a few minutes ago, the president just announced that we're all getting a slight pay raise this year. So people can show a little love by giving a portion of that to the Combined Federal Campaign. And because it's a pay raise, they won't even notice a difference. They'll just take it off the top. So we want to encourage people to give through payroll deduction, through credit card, whatever means they want, and give to those organizations that mean the most to them. And yes, we did set a goal of $47 million, but we hope that we can do much better than that. It would be really great if we could pass the $50 million mark because it makes a huge difference. And in the event today, we heard two organizations, some and Make-A-Wish Foundation, talk about what they do, and you multiply that out by the other 18,000 charities in the campaign, and we really can have a tremendous impact.
And can you tell us a little bit about what role giveback.org serves this year?
So Giveback this year is preparing really for next year. One of the things that we are working on along with the Office of Personnel Management is to modernize the infrastructure of the Combined Federal Campaign. So OPM has selected Giveback to help manage the back end side of the campaign beginning in 2017. So this year we're really working closely with them to ensure that we have a smooth transition in next year's campaign.
And I think they mentioned, upgrading the website and the ways that federal employees can give. And then I think there was also a mention of incorporating retirees as well.
So I can tell you what we've already done in the National Capital Region. So for the first time, we are optimizing all of our websites and the donor portal that you go to so that it can be used on mobile phones. So that's something that we haven't done before so that we can make sure that our donors have an opportunity wherever they're at to give through the Combined Federal Campaign. And yes, we understand that OPM is looking at working at ways in the very near future that retirees will be able to give and that we'll have a more integrated system for employees to give through the campaign.
I also spoke with Tom Crispell. He's an agency loaned executive for the CIA and Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Tom, if you can just, tell us a little bit about this year's theme and what, it means to you and your approach heading into this year's Combined Federal Campaign.
Sure. This year's theme is Show Some Love, and it's a really exciting new turn for the campaign. It's a focus this year more on the charities themselves and the individual causes that federal employees are interested in, education, medical research, things of that nature. We're going to be using social media platforms to spread the word. It's a youthful workforce these days, so they use the social media platforms. We're going to be using that. And we have some other exciting things. There will be a couple of days throughout the campaign. We're going to do special things. Like after Thanksgiving, we're going to have a Giving Tuesday. We're going to have a day about random acts of kindness. So we're trying to shake it up a little bit and do some things that are different and bring some kind of excitement to the campaign.
And how will that kind of inform your approach as you go about organizing within, you know, your agency this year's campaign and what you do to get the word out and that sort of thing?
Well, I think it's really important that we focus on what's important here, and this is raising awareness about the charitable organizations that are in the campaign. The two agencies that I'm responsible for, we're going to have large kickoffs, and one next week and the one the week after, which are going to be large charity fairs. We want the employees to come down and have an opportunity to engage with charitable organizations, learn a little bit about what they do in the local community across the country and around the world. So we're embracing this focus on raising awareness about the charities.
And as far as, you know, involvement within the workforce and employees, how has that been in the past? Maybe how do you plan to improve on it this year?
We've had really good success with our workforce. Our workforce really embraces this campaign. And last year, we had over 530 individual events just to keep the momentum going and keeping the campaign in front of people. I think what's really, really important for all departments and agencies is that the leadership gets involved. If you have the leaders who are coming to the campaign kickoffs, to the charity fairs, to the events that they're having, put out messages throughout the campaign, that really invigorates the workforce and gets them involved. And if the leadership's involved, then they get involved. And I've seen really good success. The best campaigns are the ones who have leadership support from the top.
Yeah, and I think to your point, I think last year I was at this event and I saw, I believe it was your boss give the keynote speech, and that seemed to really, you know, empower people and get people interested. Is that what you've seen in the past?
Right. He was the national chairman, the honorary national chairman last year, and he was very involved. We did a lot of different things with him. He did interviews with the media. He gave speeches. And I think that's important. I think he's an example of what a successful leader is. If you have someone who's willing to go out, even within their own department agency and be seen, people will gravitate to them and they will get more involved with the campaign.
And the past, you know, 5 years or so, it's been a little bit of a slowdown as far as the number and the donations, especially with sequestration, right, the shutdown, all of that. But are we starting to see a little bit of a rebound maybe in the donations and the interest? And how do you see this year?
I think so. I have given several key worker training. This is the training for the volunteers who will be the foot soldiers of the campaign. And I've been very pleasantly surprised to see that more than half of them, this is the first time they've ever been involved in the campaign. A lot of new, younger employees. And that's wonderful because we're trying to bring them into the campaign as the traditional giving base is retiring off. So that's a very hopeful sign to me. They're very active in planning events. We already have a whole slate of events that they're planning. So I think this is a new era. I'm hoping that we will continue and we can turn the tide and start raising the donation level rather than seeing it decline.
Tom Crispell is an agency loaned executive for the CIA and Office of the Director of National Intelligence, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco about the start of the 2016 combined federal campaign. Share these interviews with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.